Our activist of the week is also our newest BustedPencils.com blogger. Welcome to the show, Dr. Todd Lilly. Todd, on your intro page at our website, you speak of schools as being compliant-driven. What are you getting at with that?
Well, one thing I talk to my college students who are all aspiring teachers, just to get them riled up a bit, I think I'm believing this more and more. I said, you know, the discourse of school is actually built around a model for white middle-class girls.
Okay.
And I think it works fairly well for white middle-class girls. Unfortunately, more and more of our students who are coming into school now are not white middle-class girls. For the first time ever, I suppose, we have more non-white students in our public schools in America than we have white students. Things are changing. These demographic shifts, and what I see happening in school, part of what's happening in schools with the standardization movement, it's getting more and more ardent, the attempt to force kids into that mold.
Compliant. And thereby, if they fit compliant, they're normal.
That's right. It's with that definition of normal, I suppose. But the normalcy is becoming the other. My doctoral dissertation, for example, looked at young artistic kids who certainly did not see. In fact, they said almost verbatim there that they said, I never felt normal in school. And I found that fascinating. Who else doesn't feel normal in school?
Your blogs, you have a sarcastic tone, so when people are reading that, they need to take that into consideration. But for me, this idea of where you were coming from, of compliant, I don't like school as a teacher. You know, you were 30 years as a teacher, but yet there you have an issue with school. The idea of talking about the kind of disruptive atmosphere or the things we're forced to do with kids, is that a theme we're going to see running through the blogs?
Yes, and the fact that I think the enemy are the deep-pocketed people, mm-hmm. like, okay, the Koch brothers, members of ALEC and so forth, who want to exploit the situation, exploit the non-normalcy by creating these privatized schools mm-hmm. that force kids into a certain behavior. And for a lot of kids, they hate school.
Well, that's it. So there's a tie there, and that's what I was thinking about. This hating school and non-normalcy and compliance is really all tied up in your world. And we can joke around and have some fun with this whole non-normalcy or abnormal. But when you talk about the idea that schools are compliant-driven, and if you can't find yourself, quote, fitting in compliant and then finding yourself outside of the range of normalcy, however, the effort in the last 10 years to force people into mm-hmm. normalcy, that's what you're getting at, right?
That's
and
right.
And how painful.
The last 20 years.
Okay, the last 20 years. And how painful that can be for teachers, students, anybody enrolled in school to become, quote, compliant and normal requires contortions that aren't normal.
Well, let me clarify something here.
Okay.
I kind of make a big thing because it's sort of a shock thing that a teacher, now I've got 40 years in as an educator, that a teacher would hate school. I never said that I hate learning. I think learning is fun. Learning is life. I don't know of any kid who hates learning. So the idea of not liking school is very different from not liking learning. And what I think needs to be done is put the joy of learning back into kids. When my sister, she's got a college degree from a very, very good college back east. And she tells me, I don't read because I don't like to read. Where did that come from?
Right.
It came from, you know, that's ridiculous.
So you're saying
we have generations of kids now who come out of school not liking to read. Mm-hmm. And that's just one example. They think they don't like to learn.
Right.
But what it is we've killed the love of learning for these kids. And that's what I found when I did my doctoral dissertation.
So when we look at this is what we're going to see in Lily's Pad or blogs that explore this issue. And it's not about hating school. It's about the fact that we've taken the love of learning and we're destroying it in fact, in the way of compliancy and normalcy. So Dr. Todd Lilly, welcome to Busted Pencils. Can't wait to see more of your stuff on Lily's Pad. More blogs coming, more excitement, more fun.
More trouble.
More trouble, more sarcasm, more snarkiness. Dr. Todd Lilly, keep busting pencils.
Yeah, thank you.